said you went to the second grade. Do you remember how far and where your school, where you went to school was in relation to where you were living at the time? Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have older brothers and sisters? Mm-hmm. I remember. And you all?
Yeah, I'm the baby boy in our family, 11.
And you were the baby?
Well, one sister was younger than I was, but I was the baby boy. Yeah, we lived in an old log house when Daddy got married. He built him a log house. And we were living there when I went to school, and we walked about 3 miles, night and morning, and went to an old weatherboarded house, an old little old house, about a 16 by 24, something like that, just a little old thing. And that's where we went to school, 3 months a year.
3 months
in a year.
So things were really bad then, if that just...
Yeah, no wooden benches in there, you know. And we enjoyed it. And we enjoyed it. Pearl, Fiona, Pearl tell you. She went to school right down in the home with her.
Did the teachers in those days stay in the homes of families?
That's right. Went, they'd go home with you today. Tonight and tomorrow night they go home with me and around like that, stayed around because
he
wasn't getting enough to pay board.
Mm-hmm. Didn't get enough.
Yeah, well, back then, you know, why they didn't, teacher didn't get much.
If you want to know how many times somebody does something, go to town or so forth, you say how.
Often, yeah.
All right, if you agree with a friend about something he says, you might say, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. If you agree with him, you say, would you say, neither, or neither am I, or I'm not
no,
either?
No, I'd say, like you mentioned about voting for a person, I'd say, no, I won't vote for him.
Vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a barber, you go to have him cut your
hair.
And where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? Do you remember that?
Back of his ear.
Back of his ear. All right. If he were left-handed, would he have put it behind his... Do you think that made any difference? You or I, we're both right-handed. We'd probably put it behind the right ear.
It do look like that, don't it?
He'd probably put it behind his left ear. If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum or tobacco out of your...
mouth.
If someone got a chicken bone or a bone, maybe a fish bone, stuck in his...
Throat.
Or you tie around your...
Right.
All right. Have you ever used or heard the term goozle?
Goozle. Mm-hmm.
What is
goozle.
That?
Is that? Goozle. Goozle. Mm-hmm.
Goozle. And you go to the dentist to have what looked after?
Your teeth.
Your teeth. Okay. And the flesh around the teeth is called?
Gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the...
palm of your hand.
The palm of your hand. All right. If someone got mad, a man got mad at another man, he might ball up his...
fist and hit him.
Yes, that's right. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm is called a... Or if you have arthritis, you might say, my what hurts?
Joints.
And the upper part of a man's body is called his
chest. Or breast. I call it chest. Now this is a